Good morning and welcome to Public Affairs on KNDY Radio. I am your host, Stacey Mayer. With me today is Brian Tobins. He's the Executive Director for Bike Across Kansas. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Bike Across Kansas stands for?
Biking Across Kansas is a tour. Began in 1975 out of Tribune on Highway 96. And for the last 50 years, we have taken riders the distance from Colorado to Missouri every year as an educational and engagement piece that engages with the state and the communities and exercise and just getting people outside.
Well, I understand Bike Across Kansas is planning to come through Frankfort this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the impact that has on the communities that the bikers do tour and stop?
Every community is a little bit different, but our total ride participants this year will be around 750, 775. And we encourage all of our participants, staff, volunteers, and otherwise, to get out into the community, to visit the local shops, to visit the cafes, the parks, to engage, and to see the beautiful communities that make up the state of Kansas. So each community engages a little differently when we come in. Mother Nature plays a role if it's a windy, hot day or if it's a cloudy and cold day. But really the impact from what we've heard over all the years of doing this is very positive within each community. We're really only there for maybe 24 hours until we get up and ride to the next one.
You change the route up each year, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
How many communities do you try to involve?
So we have overnight stays the Friday before our ride begins. This year is Tribune. And so then we move from Tribune to Scott City, to Net City, to Hoisington, to Lincoln, then up to Concordia, Frankfort, Holton, and then ending our ride at the Missouri River in Atchison, Kansas.
What day will you actually be in Frankfort?
We are in Frankfort on Thursday, June 13th.
So if people want to come out and visit the riders or cheer them on, about what time would you expect the riders to start trickling in?
Concordia to Frankfort is a 78-mile day for the riders. We will have some that are up and riding very early, and so they will likely be into Frankfort 10:30, 11 o'clock is where I would anticipate our first riders, but the vast majority will arrive that afternoon, and then we'll be staying at the high school there in Frankfort, and I know that I have some communication with local people that there's some things going on downtown that evening. It sounds like there's a band, and we're interested in what Frankfort has, and we're coming in and going to visit for a period and then move on to Holton the next day.
If someone is interested in riding, is it too late to sign up for this year's event?
So we are full for registration at this time. However, we have a waiting list at bak.org. And that waiting list, I think, kicked in on Saturday afternoon or evening. So the waiting list is not that long at this point, given that we have about 2 months until the ride kicks off. There's a good chance at this point that we could take some people from the waiting list. I just don't know how many. As a 50th year anniversary ride, we could have some people that are like, nope, I'm going on this, and I got my registration spot, so we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
That's BAK.org. Is there anything that you want to share that I haven't asked?
We are very thankful to all of the communities, Frankfort included, for having and hosting us. After 50 years of BAK, this does not happen without the communities across the state being willing to host us. So we appreciate the open doors and the willingness to allow BAK back into your community.
I know the county is excited to have you again, and it's a chance for us to showcase the beautiful country we have here in Marshall County and Frankfort. We thank you.
Very welcome. Appreciate it.
Brian, as we end our conversation this morning, can you recap for our listeners how many riders are involved in this event, impacting the amount of people coming into Marshall County and Frankfort for that particular day?
I got somewhere between 750 and 775 by the time I factor in staff and volunteers.
I'd like to thank Brian for being with us this morning and thank our listeners for tuning in. We are excited for the city of Frankfort to be able to host Bike Across Kansas on Thursday, June 17th. Tune in again next Saturday for another edition of Public Affairs on KNDY Radio.